This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Life writing is an organic process, living and vital with interrelated functions. In simple terms, it's anything you write about your life. Life writing's genres and practices include autobiography, biography, memoir, diaries, letters, testimonies, autoethnography, personal essays, and digital forms such as blogs and email. But what are the benefits of writing about your life, your experiences, your emotions, your thoughts? Research by Chad Burton and Laura King found that health benefits follow after just 2 minutes of written expression. And author and life writer Sharon Lippincott says that results from 3 decades of research are clear. Expressive writing is good for you, however you go about it.
We're joined on the phone today by Sharon Lippincott. Welcome to People First Radio, Sharon.
Well, thank you. It's a delight to be with you.
What is life writing or expressive writing? What is that?
I think we just heard a really good summary of it. In my own words, it's anything having to do with your life, the way it's been, even the way you'd like it to be. It's your memories, your hopes and dreams, your frustrations, everything about you.
How did you become involved in life writing yourself, Sharon?
I started writing my life story about 15 years ago when I had toddler grandchildren. And I wanted to be able to read them stories about when I was a little girl instead of the three bears when I went to visit. So I sat down and did a brain dump and knew nothing about what I was doing. I'd done a lot of writing, but not that kind. And it was so much fun. I just kept writing and writing, and I started teaching, and I wrote a book about how to write.
What kinds of expressions are there? I mean, how can somebody go about starting this expressive life writing?
The best way to go about starting is to just sit down and start writing like I did. But that works better for some people than others. Some people are planners and they want to have a sense of direction, so they'll do well to plan a little bit about what they want to say, maybe make a list of story ideas that they want to write about.
You've written a book, like you just said, called The Heart and Craft of Life Story Writing, How to Transform Memories into Meaningful Stories. The underlying theme of your book is that anything you write is okay, but a choice needs to be made. Let the writing stand and go on to another story or make the story better. Can you speak to that a little bit?
I think my mother's experience is a really good example. She started writing her life story, but she didn't tell any of us she was doing it. And her health deteriorated to the point she couldn't finish it. And we didn't even know until after she died that she'd been writing. But fortunately, she concentrated on quantity, not finished, polished writing. And I was able, when we found it, to take that and pull it all together so we have a fairly finished volume. And if she'd just spent weeks and weeks on one story, we'd have much, much less. So I'm a big proponent of quantity first.
Explain the value that that having that sort of collection of writing is. I mean, to your family, but to translate that to others. I mean,
it's answered a lot of questions that her children and grandchildren have about family dynamics and her life and what made her who she is and what makes us who we are. So it's had a lot of value for us as descendants and readers. And on the other hand, people who write their life stories find a lot of insight and self-satisfaction in the writing process. So I'd say everybody benefits.
Tell us a little bit about the process of writing life stories.
You can write at any level you want. You can just sit down and write like it's a letter to your grandchildren or your best friend, and that's a very simple, basic story, an unrefined one probably. Or you can spend a lot more time with that same material and craft it to make sure it has all the structure of a polished professional story and the grammar is perfect and the descriptions sparkle. So you can approach it at any level.
This is People First Radio, only on CHLY 101.7 FM and streaming at chly.ca. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.
Sharon Lippincott is a wife, mother, grandmother, digital artist, traveler, photographer, and an insatiably curious writer and the author of three published books, including The Heart and Craft of Life Story Writing. Her focus is on the process of life writing, also called expressive writing. The primary purpose in expressive writing is to describe or communicate personal feelings, attitudes, and opinions. It can include nearly any form of writing, but most often takes the form of letters, journaling, essay, life stories, memoir, and poetry. We're joined on the phone by Sharon Lippincott.
Sharon, what are the benefits of expressive writing?
Oh, there's all sorts of benefits that have been confirmed by over 200 scientific research studies, and they're both physical and emotional. And the most common physical benefits that have been discovered are it can lower your blood pressure and your heart rate, it can improve your immune system for 6 weeks or more after you write, it can improve lung and liver function, reduce the number of doctor visits you need, it can help with pain reduction, and maybe not just everything, but things like post-surgical patients, arthritis, lupus, cancer. And it can help with better sleep. It can be a cure for insomnia. And some of the emotional benefits are increased happiness, enhanced feeling of well-being, less worry and anxiety, more self-confidence, smoother relationships, and better problem-solving. Does that just make you want to write out, sit down and start writing?
Absolutely. What have you heard from your students, Sharon, and from other expressive writers? Is there anything that's common when interacting with those who have practiced expressive writing?
People just keep coming back to the class, which delights and amazes me, but they do it because they want to keep writing and it gives them a deadline. And I've had people write about really intensely personal things like rape and abortion and abuse as children. And I've asked them later, how did you feel after you wrote that and after you shared it with other people? And they said, you know, I feel better about it. It's a relief to write about it, and I feel like I'm kind of done with it now.
Done with what they were writing about?
Yes, those traumatic experiences.
As you probably know, People First Radio is a program that has strong focus on mental health issues. What has your experience been in particular with those who have known mental illness or mental health issues?
It's quite likely that there have been many people in the classes who've had problems with depression and other forms of problems like that. I don't always know that, but I do know one person in particular who's continued in a writing group I lead has had a lot of problems with those kinds of things. And she said writing has been really helpful to her. And she often shares what she writes in her journal with her therapist, which has been helpful with her therapy.
James Pennebaker writes on his website, "The words we use to reflect who we are, word choice, can serve as a key to people's personality and social situations. Since the mid-1990s, my students, colleagues, and I have been exploring the psychology of word use. What are the impacts of language, the actual words used as they hit the page and become and come into greater awareness?"
His initial research was on identifying these physical and emotional benefits of writing and what it takes to do that. He started out by writing about traumatic experiences or having subjects write about trauma. And as over time, he hasn't evolved into the specific word usage that you mentioned. And he's found that the people who get the most benefits are people who move from more negative expressions at the beginning of their writing into more positive words towards the end. And in his opinion, he can't really prove this, but his strong hunch that I've read is that this has to do with the development of insight and the transformation of that experience into a narrative story, which is what our brain uses to make sense of things. So this helps the brain quit ruminating on that experience over and over and make sense of it and kind of bring closure. So he recommends that people even make an effort to look for the bright side of things, to look for the lessons learned from their experiences, and to write that out.
Sharon, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I hope everybody will sit down and start writing. Just write from your heart and let it all pour out.
Thank you so much for joining us today. It was very much appreciated.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Sharon Lippincott is the author of The Heart and Craft of Life Story Writing, How to Transform Memories into Meaningful Stories. You can find her online at sharonlippincott.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.